Civic Media app. It's time now for a news update at 6, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. 43 at WRCO-FM, Richland Center. The time is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in Donald Trump's appeal of the Colorado ruling that strikes his name from the ballot in next month's primary. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
But the consensus expectation is that this will happen very quickly for the Supreme Court. Days or weeks, certainly not months. The Colorado primary is coming up on March 5th. And so the expectation is that this Supreme Court will want Colorado voters to have an answer before then.
The high court there ruled that Trump violated the 14th Amendment by engaging in insurrection. The immigration deal tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine, not even brought up for a vote in the Senate. Democrats say Republicans weren't interested in solving the border problems. They just didn't want Joe Biden to score a win before the election. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, wrapping up his fifth trip to the region since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting the latest Hamas-proposed ceasefire. This is ABC News. For more than a week, a Chicago hospital has been struggling with the effects of a cyber attack.
Since last Wednesday, Lurie Children's Hospital's phones and computers have been offline, patients' medical records inaccessible. Experts warn it could take weeks to get the hospital systems back up and running. The FBI is now investigating the attack, which has forced the hospital to cancel some procedures and elective surgeries.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. Hospitals have been frequent targets of cyber criminals recently. A new report from federal officials now says Chinese hackers have been lurking inside critical American networks for at least 5 years. The worry they could be ready to launch attacks on infrastructure if there's a conflict between the U.S. and China. And Ford may be dialing back some of the technology in its cars. It now says it may discontinue the auto park feature, where the car can parallel park on its own. It turns out not many people use it, preferring to take the wheel and parallel park themselves. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Doug McDaniel scored 16 points and made three free throws over the final 19 seconds to help Michigan hold on for a 72-68 win over number 11 Wisconsin. The Wolverines had lost five straight in 10 of their last 11 games. The Badgers have lost a season-high three consecutive games and struggled to make three-pointers for the second game in a row. It was Tennessee over LSU, 88-68, and number 9 Duke over Notre Dame, 71-53. Last evening's NBA schedule, Toronto 123, Charlotte 117, Cleveland 114, Washington 106. Boston beat Atlanta, 125-117. Miami 116, San Antonio 104, Golden State over Philadelphia, 127-104, Detroit 133, Sacramento 120, New Orleans beat the LA Clippers 113-106. The Bucks return to action tonight. They'll be hosting Minnesota for their next game. And right-hander Jacob Junis and the Brewers finalized a one-year contract that includes a mutual option for 2025. He has been a reliever and a starter during his career. It appears the Brewers will look to retool the rotation after trading away Corbin Burns to Baltimore earlier this year. That's an update on sports.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Working more actively into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your health.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 55, a few scattered rain showers with a thunderstorm possible later today or tonight. This evening's low 36, Friday 43, Saturday's high 37, and Sunday 37. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 40, it is 43 on the Wirtz-Loren Home Temperature Gauge. Today is Thursday, February 8th.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me? Falling all crazy. Cause just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before you go wreck my whole life, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble?
Oh, mirror, mirror on my paper chair, but you knew what she was doing when she left you hanging there. On mirror, mirror, on my wall, tell me who is the loneliest fool of all. Now wait a minute, I believe I see the answer staring back at me. Now wait one minute, I believe I see the answer staring back at me.
Diamond Rio, that is Mirror, Mirror. Good thing to stay away from, I always say, today. Well, moving on here with some notes on today. Celebrate Recovery, a 12-step recovery program, meets Thursdays from 6:15 to 8 p.m. at the Nazarene Outreach Center. For further information or a ride, call Tom at 608-604-4510 or Laura at 608-604-6780. 43 right now, WRCO Radio. Yeah, what's wrong with the Badgers? Whoa, losing to a last-place team last night, but that, well, I guess it is the Big Ten, and it seems like if you're one of the rated teams, well, it's kind of like the kiss of death. You just need to be flying under the radar sometimes, and well, that was a little disappointing. Badgers just suddenly can't find the rim from beyond the arc. Right now on WRCO Radio, Toby Keith time as we pay tribute to the great country history that he put down in the last 30 years.
Well, the weatherman said it might storm today. I gotta get the feel, gotta bear some hair. Can't let it rain on my daddy's farm till I get it all stacked up high in the barn. And I'm gonna call my baby, she's been waiting on me. Yeah, she lives downtown on Sycamore Street. And the wheels on the blacktop are starting to whine as I pass that Oklahoma city limit sign. I'm a hayseed and a plowboy. I'm a farm kid and a cowboy. I'm a roughneck. Daddy was a roughneck too. Whoa. I run around with hillbilly girls when the weekend sets on a hillbilly world. You better be ready when the sun goes down. That's when country comes to town. Child better let him be. Well, I don't like him and he sure don't like me. Mama just says y'all have a little fun. Say ain't doing nothing, me and Papa ain't done. And I open up the door to my pickup truck and my baby jumps in and she buys it up and she gives me a kiss as I crawl in. We've been waiting all week for a weekend. Daddy was a roughneck too. Whoa. I run around with hillbilly girl, and when the weekend sets on my hillbilly world, you better be ready when the sun goes down. That's when country comes to town. We'll be right back.
sunsets on a hillbilly world. You better be ready when the sun goes down. That's when country comes to town. Here I come.
Vintage Toby Keith on WRCO Radio and Country Comes to Town. Some great music coming your way today.
Find the perfect Valentine's gifts and decor at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Hi, this is Julie. Our Valentine's Day decorations feature bold reds and heartfelt designs that capture the style of the season. Say I love you with a stunning rose bouquet or a beautiful floral arrangement. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. There's more to love at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual fishery in Avoca.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul at the Prescription Center providing an update on our move to Sextonville Road. Chris and I wish to thank all who have offered to help with the move. Vitesniks and contractors have worked many long, hard hours to turn an empty space into an exceptional location for a pharmacy within 45 days. We thank them for their effort. We will be moving Friday, February 9th through 11th. The pharmacy will be closed on Friday the 9th. Phones will be switched to the new location during the day on Friday, and messages may be lost. Please do not call on the 9th. As we move the computers, we will not have access to your records until Monday the 12th. No one may pick up prescriptions from the 9th to the 8th. We are humbled by the support and planning for minimal downtime. We will keep the same phone number, exceptional service, just a new spot.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Play on the radio. Saginaw to Houston. Yeah, that goes down the halls on Music Row. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Strait, some say Haggard, are sitting on the throne. All that's well and good, don't get me wrong, but the king of country music is the song. Speaking for the 9-to-5ers in the trenches, makes him feel like he's right there with them too. It ain't the steel, it ain't the fiddle, it ain't the right in the middle. It's just three simple chords and the truth. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Strait, some say Haggard, are sitting on the throne. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Strait, some say Haggard, are sitting on the throne. Well, all that's well and good, don't get me wrong, but the king of country music is the song.
Ryan Larkins on WRCO Radio. Today, the 8th of February, and we're looking at highs in the middle 50s, which would be a record tire if we did get 55 today. 42 degrees right now, WRCO Studios today. It's going to be another good day. It looks like, oh, Hank Bray's already in the house, so he's up early today, or maybe he never went to bed. I don't know.
I'm going. can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No sirree-o. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. Squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how love is gonna keep us tied. Stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'd rather take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on
Elvis Presley here on WRCL for our morning get-together. News, weather, and sports will be next.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCL listeners. Let's love it up with Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
WRCO, 100.9 FM.
Today's news at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm conditions. A few scattered rain showers with a thunderstorm possible late, a high of 55. Tonight, 36, scattered showers early, maybe a thunderstorm. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 40, we're at 43 degrees.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather, but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. The man convicted of killing his mother in Dodgeville in the summer of 2021 has been sentenced to life in prison. 52-year-old Eric Way was sentenced this week and will not have the option for supervised release, according to the Department of Justice. Way's brother, Philip Schmidt Way, was also found guilty of the murder and will be sentenced later this year. According to a release, the mother of the two men had agreed to sell their family farm, which Schmidt Way would have inherited with her death. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said that the sentence was appropriate given the nature of the crime. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says nearly 2,000 employees are set to be laid off this year, primarily in healthcare. Over 75% of the jobs alone are in western Wisconsin. Other layoffs include at Energizer, which is closing plants in Fenimore and Portage, as well as layoffs at manufacturers in Eau Claire, a design studio in Madison, and a customer service center in Milwaukee. Over 6,700 people were laid off in Wisconsin in 2023. According to DWD. The latest Marquette poll projects a tight race for president in Wisconsin.
The Marquette University Law School poll surveyed 930 registered voters in Wisconsin between January 24th and 31st. 49% said they'd vote for former President Donald Trump. 49% said they'd vote for President Joe Biden. The poll's margin of error, plus or minus 4.2%. Poll director Charles Franklin called the results the tightest you could possibly get. In November, the Marquette poll found 50% of registered voters said they'd vote Biden, while 48% supported Trump. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One of U.S. senators in Wisconsin is ready to kill a bipartisan negotiated bill dealing with border security and immigration. At a Tuesday press conference, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson spoke out against the legislation.
It codifies an awful lot that we don't want. It normalizes thousands of people a day.
Johnson is among a group of GOP senators arguing the deal is too soft on illegal immigration, adding that President Joe Biden already has everything he needs to shore up border security. Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is supporting the bill, praising its bipartisanship and actionable solutions. An Impact Life Medicine blood drive will be held at the Richland Hospital today from 10 until 3 in Pippin Hall of the lower level of the hospital. Appointments can be made through Impact Life Medicine at 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Impact Life Medicine is a supplier to the Richland Hospital. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. It was Sunday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. A Wisconsin man who pepper-sprayed police officers during the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol is sentenced to 3 years in prison this week. Federal authorities say Riley Casper of Pulaski was part of a group that broke through a gate and chased down police officers. On social media, he posted that pepper-spraying police was satisfying. Internet subsidies in Wisconsin are about to expire. This will affect more than 400,000 low-income households in the state who receive help with their internet bills each month. According to a release from the Federal Communications Commission, the Affordable Connectivity Program will stop accepting new enrollments this week. The funding is expected to last through April of 2024 and will run out completely in May if no other federal funding is allocated. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has voiced skepticism about the possibility of the Republican-controlled legislature passing new legislative maps that the Democrat proposed. Evers was asked about Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, who was floating the possibility earlier on Wednesday of the Senate voting on the Evers map. Evers says, "I'll believe it when I see it." The Wisconsin Supreme Court is weighing maps submitted by Evers and others after it ruled in December that the current Republican-drawn maps were unconstitutional. The political stakes are huge for both sides. In the presidential battleground state, Republicans have had a firm grip on the legislature since 2011. A new bill in the Wisconsin legislature would require parking structures to have inspections every 5 years. The proposal, introduced by four Milwaukee-area legislators, would assess a $200 fine every month to parking garage owners for 12 months if they don't meet up with inspection standards. The measure also states that the garage would be shut down if no inspection is conducted a year later. The proposal comes nearly a year after the parking garage at Glendale's Bayshore Mall collapsed under the weight of heavy snow, and more than a decade after a panel fell through from Milwaukee's O'Donnell Park parking garage, killing a teen and injuring two others on the first day of the 2010 edition of Summerfest.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
The forecast for today, well, don't be surprised if you hear some rumbles of thunder later on. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm. A few scattered rain showers with a thunderstorm possible late. A high of 55 today. Scattered showers early, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, and a low of 36. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, a high of 43. Saturday, 37. It will be partly cloudy and quiet on Sunday, and a high of 37. In Richland Center, yesterday we fell short of the originally predicted daytime high. We did hit 47 degrees on the day. No precipitation, and overall a mild February day. It looks like possibly more of the same today. We start out after a low of 40. It's currently 43 degrees.
The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is this weekend at the Richland Center Community Center. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Boy Scouts will have concessions. Admission is $5 with 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you Friday and Saturday at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Community Center in Richland Center.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Simons Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And also sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at today's area high school schedule and details on a third straight loss for the Badger men's basketball team.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm Phil Nea with sports. High school boys basketball games down to the final three games of the regular season for Richland Center. The Hornets will be at River Valley tonight in a conference matchup, which we'll have on FM 100.9. Also in boys basketball, Dodgeville at Lancaster and Prairie du Chien at Platteville. Hillsboro is at Brookwood, Viroqua at Westby, Kickapoo at Wazika Steuben, North Crawford at Seneca, and Weston at Lafarge, Boscobel at Southwestern tonight, Fenimore at Riverdale, Cuba City at Mineral Point, Darlington visits Iowa Grant. In girls basketball, Boscobel at Darlington, Royal at New Lisbon, Bangor at Nisita, Hillsboro visits Brookwood, Wonewoc Center is at Cashton, Baraboo is doing battle tonight at Sauk Prairie, and it will be Reedsburg at Portage. High school wrestling coming up. The postseason continues. These are the ones that really matter. WIAA Regional this weekend for the right for wrestlers and teams to move on from the Super Regionals on Saturday. Riverdale will be a part of the Buzzsaw Regional coming up at Mineral Point on Saturday. The Chieftains are coached by Jeff Campbell, and he says the team is getting back to full strength.
You know, knock on wood here. We got a couple more practices to get through, but we should be healthy and ready to go. We had two seniors, Caden Renish and Riley Wanick, who were out last week that just from some precautionary things, and they're they've had a great week of practice so far and look solid and ready to go, and have had a nice January for us. So we're looking to get those two back in the lineup and have that full steam of you know, guys that we haven't really had through the month of January, and that kind of usually happens. You're kind of mixing and matching some stuff, so it'll be fun to get that lineup all back together that we had earlier in the year and see what we can do on Saturday.
WRCO coverage of the Super Regional begins at 10 o'clock Saturday morning on FM 100.9, WRCO.com. The third straight loss for the Wisconsin Badgers may have been the most stunning. Michigan hit some late-game clutch free throws to avoid blowing another lead while holding off Wisconsin 72-68. The Wolverines had lost five straight games coming in. A.J. Storr scored 20 points to lead UW scoring, but his team stayed cold from outside the arc, connecting on just 5 of 19 three-pointers. Michigan led at halftime 37-33. Then the Badgers roared back to take the lead. This time coach Juwan Howard's team didn't fold. Wisconsin tries to rediscover the winning formula on the road at Rutgers on Saturday. Also, the Bucks report three-time NBA All-Star Chris Middleton didn't suffer a fractured ankle Thursday night, but there is currently no timetable for his return. He was hurt in the first quarter of the 114-106 loss at Phoenix, managed to shoot the free throws, then missed the rest of the game. Middleton suffered the sprain when he landed on the foot of the Suns forward Kevin Durant. Milwaukee was already playing without point guard Damian Lillard, who also has an ankle injury. The Bucks return to action tonight, trying to get back on their winning ways, and they'll be playing host to Minnesota. Toronto was a winner over Charlotte 123-117 last night. Cleveland over Washington 114-106. Also Boston 125, Atlanta 117. Miami 116, San Antonio 104. Golden State 127, Philadelphia 104. Detroit beat Sacramento 133-120. And New Orleans over the Clippers 117-106. The Packer organization is starting the preparation for the retirement of President and CEO Mark Murphy. A national search committee has been formed, and the company is getting ready to help with the search, and that has been hired. Murphy has to retire next year when he turns 70. The committee is expected to take 6 to 9 months to recommend a list of finalists to the board of directors. Murphy's time leading the organization has seen the creation and expansion of the Titletown District. He also is in charge of getting Green Bay ready to host the 2025 NFL Draft. The Brewers are adding more power to the roster for the 24 Major League season by signing free agent catcher Gary Sanchez. The one-year agreement is worth $7 million, and it includes an option. The 30-year-old Sanchez pounded 19 home runs in just 72 games with the Padres last season. He hit .218, but the power pushed his OPS plus to .116. Although he came up with the Yankees as a hit-first prospect, Sanchez has developed his receiving skills to the point he is considered an above-average catcher. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522, visit in person, or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
100.9 WRCO. Got a call from a friend about a friend. There's some news no one ever wants to hear. It hit me like a punch and took my breath. He was just getting into his best years. Yes, something like that'll shake you up, wake you up. So I stopped off at a Texaco, MGM and the Coke.
parked out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grabbed my guitar from the back seat, wrote a song just for me. And I sung it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. I thought of home, grabbed my phone from my pocket, and I called Mama. And she picked up. I can always hear hers when I call. I just called to tell you that I loved you. I was missing you and Dad and home, that's all. I got to really thinking this morning about what's important. So I stopped off Slim Jim and the Coke, parked out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grabbed my guitar from the back seat, wrote a song just for me. I sung it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. I thought of home, grabbed my phone from my pocket, and I called Mama. Stop off at a Texaco, buy a Slim Jim and a Coke. Park out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grab my guitar from the backseat, write a song just for me. Sing it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. And think of home, grab my phone from my pocket. Instead of saying tomorrow,
Tim McGraw, good to call Mama. Call her while you can, right? I used to call Mama, well, every day. But sometimes, and of course it was the days before caller ID, and I would call her and you know, like a good son, and I would say, hello, Mrs. Nee, would you and your husband be interested in buying some new tools for the farm? And she'd be like, no, thank you, we're not interested. Get the receiver slammed down. Then I would call back and say, Mom, that was me. And she'd be like, you crazy nut, quit doing that. So, but I never really learned my lesson. Anyway, 42 at WRCO Radio. It's 10 away from 7.
I saw you walking down the street just the other day. You took one little look at me and turned the other way. I can't say I blame you, but just in case you ever change your mind, if you suddenly decide to give me one more try, I'll be waiting in the wings, just looking for a sign, just in case you change your mind. What can I say, darling, what can I do? Change your mind. If you suddenly decide to give me one more try, I'll be waiting in the wings, just looking for a sign, just in case you change your mind. You
Forrester Sisters on FM 100.9 WRCO. It is 7 minutes before 7.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in three sizes, while the Y Series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
What a great experience, competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Limer Jag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Limer Jag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco seed, and general farm supplies.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Just before 7 o'clock, we'll check in with the news in just a little bit. And the more regular features, we'll see what's hot and happening and weird and wild going on in the news world. And old Hank Bray steps in as well. This is Tony Garmon on FM 100.9.
We were fishing on this lake, watching the time pass by. She was looking so dang good. Those 10 lines were messing with my mind. Right about that time, a big old bass just ran off with my line. I happened to turn my head, knew that fish was one of a kind. She just laughed at me, said, baby, it just took you by surprise. I just smiled at her, said, honey, you know it ain't the first. first time. 'Cause if I didn't turn my head, you would have walked on by, and I'd have never had this life. Would have stepped out of that door, seen your pretty face no more, unaware of the world that's just ahead. Like a story left unread, if I didn't turn my head. We were hunting on this field, watching the fog grow by. She was leaning next to me, starting to close those big brown eyes. Right about that time, a big old buck came cruising from behind. To turn my head, I knew that deer was one of a kind. She just laughed at me, said, "Baby, your love takes me by surprise." And I just winked at her, said, "Honey, you know it ain't the first time." 'Cause if I didn't turn my head, you would have walked on by. And I'd have never had this life. But I stepped out of that door, see your pretty face no more, unaware of a world that's just ahead. Like a story left unread, if I didn't turn my head, every choice we make and every step we take is sure to lead to this life we have. And I thank God, 'cause this old country boy believes. If I didn't turn my head, you would've walked on by, and I'd have never had this life. But I stepped out of that door,